Amen. Well, the book of James, and I'm going to give you tonight an overview of the book of James. Eric went over the book one verse at a time. I'm going to give you an overview of the entire book, Lord willing. It'll take me a while, but hopefully it'll help you understand the book and help us as we all seek to live a godly Christian life.
Eric弟兄带我们查考雅各书呢，是逐节一节一节查下去的。那我们今天看的视角呢，是从一个相对宏观的视角，一个比较大的框架的角度啊，来再重新看一下这卷书。我们花一点的时间，盼望对大家有益处。今晚。So
the theme of the book of James is found in chapter 1, verses 2 and 3.
雅各书的主旨主题呢是在雅各书一章的二节和三节。
And they read as follows. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。So
if we were all in one room, I would say to you, would you like this? Would you like to be perfect? To be entire or complete? Would you like to get to the point where you don't lack anything, you lack nothing? Would you like to get there?
如果我们在这个房间里的人，我都问大家，我说你想不想要完全呢？想不想成全完备呢？想不想成功，而且是毫无缺陷呢？
And that theme is carried on in verse 12, which says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life.
那当然我们是想的，而且这样的一个主题也在十二节，一章的十二节再一次重复，他说忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So when your life is over, would you like to be perfect, mature? Would you like to be entire, complete? Would you like to want nothing? And would you like to get the crown of life?
所以我们再回顾一下，那如果我们的生命要到终止了，我们回头看，我们想不想我们的生命是完全的，是成功的，是没有缺陷的，是可以得着生命冠冕的呢？
And I think all of us would say, yep, that's what I would like.
相信我每个人都会说，是的，这就是我想要的生活，生命。
And then I might ask you, how would you like to get it?
那也许我会再继续地问你，你怎么才能得着这样的生命呢？
And if your answer were something like my answer could be, I would probably say, I would like to get it the easy way.
如果你们可能跟我回答那样，那我是怎么回答呢？我觉得我想用一个简单的方式得到这样的生命。But
this wonderful objective is not obtainable the easy way. There's only one way to get those four blessings, and that's to do it God's way, and that won't be an easy way.
那只有一个方式，是从神的方式，不是一个容易的方式来得着。
Now, this book James comes toward the end of the Bible, and one of the reasons it comes at the end of the Bible is because we've learned in all the earlier chapters of the Bible how wonderful the Lord is and how bountiful are His promises.
雅各书成书呢，是放在圣经的新约靠最后的部分。 所以在这之前呢，我们已经读过整个圣经和新约的部分的人都会知道，神的恩典呢是何等的丰富啊！So
we say yes, that's what I want. I want a life that is perfect, mature. I want a life that's the kind of life that Jesus wants me to have. I want a life that's complete. I don't just want partial, a little bit here, a little bit there. I want a complete life.
所以很自然呢，我们说，我读完圣经，我看见耶稣有这么多丰盛的恩典，我就想要完备的、成熟的。我不想要一点点，我想要拥有整个神给我的祝福是完全的。
You'll say, I want a life that is, that lacks nothing in terms of true value. When life is over, I want to be able to say, I got everything of true value. I might not have got things that didn't have much value, but I don't want to lack anything of true value.
当我知道神的恩典之后，我会说，哦，我想要这一切有真正价值的从神来的恩典呢，我想要。
The last one verse 12 is that you get a crown of life, a victor's crown of life. I want to win the race. When it's over, I want God to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want him to say, you're a bit of a failure, you know.
那我也想要一个生命的冠冕嘛，就好像跑完步之后，主人跟我说，哦，你这人做得不错啊，做得很好，我不希望他跟我说，哎，你是一个失败啊，那没有冠冕，那就很羞愧了。
Okay, so the question then is, excuse me, how do you get that? And that's what verse 2 and 3 are all about.
那问题是怎么能得着呢？也就是第二节和第三节所告诉我们的。
We have.Great temptations, difficulties, trials, testings. We have divers, different kinds of trials, temptations, difficulties, testings.
那我们有许许多多的，就是百般的试炼啊，有试验啊，有许多的难处啊，在这里我们二节三节都讲到了。
And these temptations.Test our faith and strengthen our faith, but it is a trial of faith.
那这些的试炼呢，会测验我们的信心，也熬炼我们的信心。
And the way we get through the trial of faith is patient endurance. We say, I've got a problem, I'd like it to be gone tomorrow.But it may carry on for a few days, or a few weeks, or a few months, or a few years, or for a lifetime. I need endurance to keep this temptation from destroying me. I want God to help me.
那怎么才能得胜呢？就是我要有忍耐嘛。那我有一个难处啊，有一个在试探中的难处。那我要得胜，我要不让他能胜过我。那可能这个难处呢，我希望他立刻就挪走。但他可能会待几天，待几个星期，几个月，几年，甚至一辈子。那这个过程中我怎么办呢？我就忍耐等候。
And this trial of faith, this question of having faith, even though the days are difficult, that particular carrying on of that faith brings a perfect work. And that perfect work leads to perfection in the life.
那在难处中啊，我们用信心来等候啊，这样的一个动作呢，就会导致我们有成全完备啊，毫无缺陷的结果。所以信心还是会带来这样的结果。
So do you have some difficulties in your life?
那你的生命中有没有一些困难呢？
Is it sometimes hard for you to keep on believing because the trials, the temptations, they sometimes hurt?
是不是有的时候甚至使你都不愿意相信呢？因为这个试炼和难处会很痛苦的。
What are you supposed to do in those circumstances according to James chapter 1 and verse 2?
那你在这样的环境中按照雅各书一章二节和三节这个环境中你该怎么回应呢？在苦难的试炼的环境里
You're supposed to be filled with joy.
那你要在里面有极大的喜乐。
Do you have some problems?
你有今天有许多的困难吗？
You say, yep, praise the Lord, I've got some problems.
你说，哎呀，感谢主，我有一些困难了。
Why would you say that?
那你为什么要这么说呢？
Because if you didn't have the problems, you wouldn't get the blessings at the end.
啊，因为你没有这些困难呢，你在最终也不会因此而得着祝福。
If you wanted to be an athlete and you wanted to win the marathon,
如果你是个运动员啊，你想在马拉松比赛中得胜。
Would it be kind of nice to win the marathon? You say, yep.
那你在马拉松能够得胜是不是很好呢？你说当然很好。
Okay, so if you're going to win the marathon, what are you going to do?
如果你要赢马拉松，你该怎么办呢？
You gotta practice a lot.
你要训练嘛，你要很经常。
And you'll find out that sometimes the practice actually hurts. You've gotta keep going when it hurts.
有的时候你看见这训练是很痛苦的，很痛，很艰难的，但是你不能停啊，你要一直的训练。
Why would you do that?
那你为什么要这么做呢？
Because.To win the race is wonderful, and the glory is great, and the experience is marvelous. You say, I want to win.
因为这得着的冠冕是极大的啊，这荣耀是极大的啊。你说，哎呀，我想要这样的荣耀。
And so James says, this is marvelous. When you've got a problem, you say hallelujah, because.If you carry on and keep believing, the reward will be marvelous.
那所以雅各在这里说，如果你有苦难，你要说感谢赞美主啊，因为因着苦难而来的这信心忍耐，最终呢会给你极大的冠冕和
So when you're at work tomorrow, and your friend comes up to you and say, "Why are you so happy?"
如果你明天见到你的朋友，你朋友说你为什么那么高兴呢？
And you say, well, I'm so happy because I got a great big problem.
你说我很高兴，因为我今天碰到大麻烦了。
Your friend says, what do you do in the problem?
那你朋友说呢，你在困难里你要怎么办呢？
You say, well, I'm believing God. He's not only going to solve the problem, but he's going to make me just like Jesus. And it's a marvelous thing. That's why I'm happy today. I got a big problem.
因为神不但会在困难中帮助我，更使我在困难中相信他忍耐等候，就像耶稣一样所以我在困难中我就特别的高兴，我要赞美他。
And your friend might say to you, are you crazy?
那你的朋友可能会说你疯了吗？
And you would say, no, I'm a Christian.
你说不，我没有疯，但我是个基督徒。
Christians aren't crazy.
基督徒可没有疯。
Christians believe in Jesus.
但是基督徒就是相信耶稣那群人嘛，对吧？
And he's going to let us win the race, and there's going to be great joy and blessing.
他一定会带着我们赢得这比赛最终得着那大的祝福。
Now turn over in your Bible to the next book, 1 Peter. See what it says.
我们再往后翻。我们现在雅各书，我们翻到后面一卷书，彼得前书，看看怎么说的。
First Peter chapter 1 and verse 6.
彼得前书的一章第六节，就在雅各书后面。
It says in verse 6, you're rejoicing in the good things that God has done for you, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through many manifold temptations and trials. Why?That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
彼得前书一章六节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验。就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Okay, First Peter, the theme is similar to what you have in James, and it basically says if you've got trials, if you've got temptations, if you've got problems, rejoice, because they're going to be far more valuable to you than gold. Somebody came to your house and dropped a ton of gold on the steps and said, I'm going to take your problem. You can have the gold. you would say, no, no, no. I don't want gold. My problem, if I keep trusting the Lord, my problem is far more valuable than a truckload of gold.
所以在这里呢，雅各说的，彼得说的主题和雅各说的是非常近似的，和我们刚才看见的。啊，他在告诉我们在一切的困难里啊，难处里啊，我们要有大喜乐啊，因为呢，在这难处里所带来的试炼啊，我们的信心经过熬炼，最后得着的荣耀，得着的祝福呢是极大的，贵比金子还大啊！就好比呢，有个人到你们家门口啊，放了一大块金子，说你把你的难处给我，我就把这金子给你。你说我不要啊，因为呢，我的难处呢，最终会给我带来的这信心和荣耀，会比这金子还宝贵。
Now, if you were to read that in any other book, you wouldn't believe it.
啊，如果你在其他的书里读到这样的描述，你肯定不会信，对不对
？But God said it.
And
it's true.
这是事实啊。
And James proved it. Peter proved it. All down through history, the men and women of God have proven, and they say it's true.
然后雅各是证明了，彼得也证明了，许许多多历史历代的圣徒也同样做了见证，告诉我们这就是真理。
Okay, so that's the introduction to the book of James.
这是一个雅各书的开篇的介绍。
What's the rest of the book of James all about?
雅各书的后面的篇幅在讲什么呢
？Well, it's all about how to make that happen. It's all about the issues that arise because you're trying to carry on in spite of certain difficulty, in spite of the trial of faith. You want to carry on, and James is going to tell you what to do and what not to do.
那后面呢就告诉我们怎么做啊，因为呢。在即便在困难中啊，在试炼里，那我们总是要相信他啊。那怎么能做呢？怎么能做到呢？那雅各呢，就在这卷书里给了我们一些可操作的建议。
Okay, so here's a long list now of the instructions in order to make that truth real in your life, so that you get praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
那这里是一个很长的单子。是告诉我们一些命令该怎么做，最终呢，我们可以得着荣耀、颂赞和尊贵，在我们是信心经过熬炼之后。
What's the first thing you do?
那第一个我们要做什么呢
？Answer your prayer.
第一呢就是祷告嘛。
Now that makes sense, doesn't it?
这很合理，对不对
？What's verse 5 say? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask.Of God.
五节，雅各书一章五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐于众人，并不是。
If you ask of God in this context, what's he going to do?
那在这个上下文里，祷告神，他该怎么做呢
？He's going to give you much wisdom and much grace, and he's not going to bail you out.
我们就知道神会后赐给你啊。他的信心呢，很多的恩典他都会给你。
And I'm going very quickly now through these lists of instructions, what to do to make sure that the trial of your faith results in perfection, that results in much glory. There's a consequence flows, and if you do what's right on this end, you're going to get the blessings on that end.
所以我们很快的过一下这个顺序啊，就是我们怎么样能够做到在信心中信，在苦难中信心经过熬炼会得着奖赏呢？那有一个顺序，那我们做什么事或后面会得什么结果？我们一个一个来看。我刚才讲的第一个是祷告。
Verse 9 says, "Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low."
第九节和第十节说呢，卑微的弟兄升高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此。
And these verses basically say the next great responsibility is to accept the circumstances that God has given you.
那第二个呢，也就借这两节，我们要看见要接受神给我们的环境。
Are you poor? Don't long to be rich. Accept that. Are you rich? Don't long to be poor. Accept it. Accept the circumstances that you are in. That's the way you're going to succeed in life.
那如果你是富足的呢？你不要如果你是卑微的呢？就不要祈求升高。如果你是富足的呢？不要去盼望变穷。那你留在你的环境里，接受神给你的环境。
Why? Because God is going to bless you in the circumstances He has given you, not just by changing the circumstances He has given you.
因为神给你的环境，这就是一个设定好的环境啊。他我们常常想的是要改变我的环境啊。那神呢，是让我们在环境里来改变我，这是神做工的方式。
Did you know that everybody has difficult circumstances?
那你知不知道每一个人都有很刺激很难的环境，知不知道？
My friend once said to a group who were sitting around the living room like some of you tonight.
那我的朋友有一次啊，在客厅跟我说啊。
He said, if you were to take all your circumstances and all your problems and put them on that table in the center of the room, each one takes his problems, his circumstances,puts them on the table in the center of the room.
他说呢，那时候客厅有一些人，他说呢，我们假设每一个人都把自己最大的难处啊，最难的事呢，放在一个盒子里，然后放在自己面前，大家都坐在桌子面前啊，就放在自己桌面前的这个盒子里。
And then he said, all right, now that you've done that, you go to that table and you pick up a set of circumstances or problems that you would like to have and that you stay away from the others. Which one would you pick up?
然后你可以做一个选择，就大家都把这个盒子留在那之后呢，你去在所有人的盒子里你选一个啊，你觉得哪一个的难处你自己想要的。
And he said most every one of us would pick up the problems we've got rather than the problems the other person has got.
然后很有意思的是呢，最后人都会把自己放那个盒子再领回去，不会要别人的。
Are they big problems? Yep.
是不是大难处呢？是的。
Do you want somebody else's problems?
你想要别人的难处吗？
Not really.
好像不想要。
Somebody came to a friend of mine one day and said, I would like to trade places with you in life.
有一天呢，有个人跟我说，哎呀，我想跟你换一下啊，我要在你那个环境里就好了。
And my friend said, why would you want to do that? And the other person said, well, you've got a good job and you're relatively well to do and you seem to understand things. I would like to be like you.
他说的不是他自己啊，是他另外一个朋友。另外一个朋友的朋友跟他说呢，我想跟你换。然后因为呢，你的工作也好啊，你的这个你对事情的理解也好，反正你总之就是好的，我想跟你换。
And my friend said to this other woman, she said, well, that's fine, but if you were to do that, you'd have to give up your children.
但这个朋友就跟他说的另外一个朋友说，是你看你说的是不错，但是呢，但我没有孩子，你想不想换呢？
The woman said, well, I'm not giving up my children.
对，那个妇人说，那不行，那我这个孩子我不能没有。
Well, my friend said, I've got a good job and some respect, but I don't have any children. So if you want to be like me, you're going to be like me. And you get the good and the bad. And I don't have any children, so you can be like me, but you won't have to have any children either. You give up your children.
所以他说，是，我是工作不错，我是这个对事情的看法理解都不错，你看起来都对，但是我没有孩子。所以你要变成我呢，那你就跟我一样啊，也没有孩子，行不行？那对方就说
，She said I would never do that. I'm not one doing that.
那不，那不行，那这就算了啊，这不换了啊。
Everybody has a set of problems.
所以每个人有自己一系列的麻烦。
Why does God allow us to have a set of problems?
那为什么神许可我们有那么多的麻烦？
Because he wants us to be perfect, entire, wanting nothing, for the crown of victory on our head.
因为他想要我们成全完备，毫无缺陷嘛，想要我们最终得着生命的冠冕嘛，对不对？
That's logical.
那这个是很合理的，不是吗？
If you've got children, you let them go to school. Sometimes they don't do very well in school and they come home and cry and they say, oh, this isn't very good. You say, oh, well, that's fine. You'll never have to go to school again. What?
如果你碰到一个孩子，你说去学校，然后他说，哎呀，那学校一切都好，但就是你可以不用再去了。
And you don't say that. You encourage them to go back to school, you help them, and you encourage them because you know if they keep learning, when they get to be older, they'll have the ability to accomplish something.
你肯定不会这么说，因为你知道要去，就慢慢呢，总是要学会一些东西的，因为你在学校，你要常去，一直去，你就总是能学会一些东西的。We've
got a God in heaven who loves us far more than our mother or father or teacher, and he knows what's right for us, and he allows us to have certain problems so that the result will be we can get all those wonderful blessings.
那我们的父母就好比跟我们的关系一样，他知道我们想要什么，他知道我们的需要，然后呢，他会允许我们进到一些难处里，最终得着那祝福。啊，神对我们也是这样。
So what are you going to do? Number one, you're going to start out and you're going to pray. And you're going to say, Lord, you help me. I need wisdom.
那我们该怎么办呢？第一呢，那我们祷告，说主啊，我们需要智慧，求你帮助我。
And then number two, you're going to thank the Lord for all the circumstances of your life because he has ordained those circumstances for your blessing.
第二呢，你要接受神给你的环境，因为他
And then number three,
第三,
and it's found leading in verse 13. What's verse 13 say?
那十三节说了什么呢? 还在第一章。
Let nobody say when he is tempted, tried, got a problem, saying, I am tempted by God.
人被试探，不可说我是被神试探。
A lot of people say, I got a problem and it's all God's fault.
很多人会说呢，我有麻烦是因为神的责任。Don't
ever say that.
永远不要这么说。It's
not God's fault.
不是神的错，不是神的责任。It's
maybe the devil's fault. It's maybe sin that's in our environment. It's maybe sin in our own lives, but it's certainly not God's fault.
也许是魔鬼的，也许是我们的罪，我们环境中的罪，也许是我们自己的罪，总之这跟神没有关系。
How are you going to win? Number one, you're going to pray. Number two, you're going to accept the circumstances. Number three, you're not going to blame God.
那怎么能得胜呢？第一，要祷告；第二呢，接受神给我们的环境；第三呢，不要怪罪神，不要去抱怨神。
All right. Verse 17, what's it say? It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights.
1章17节是怎么说的？各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的。
Okay, so what's number four? Number four is you don't blame God, you thank God for the circumstances he's brought you into.
那第四呢，就是不但不抱怨神，而且呢，要感谢神，他给我们一切的恩赐和赏赐。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because the only thing he ever gives you is what is for your good.
因为他给你的
It's marvelous, absolutely marvelous.
实在是太棒了，非常棒。What's
the result of all this going to be? Perfection.
所有这些,
completion. lacking nothing. And a crown of victory. Wow.
这些都会带给我们什么呢? 成全完备，毫无缺欠。 而且是有生命的冠冕，实在是太棒了。All
right, what's number 19? What's the number 5? We've got four things so far. What's the fifth thing we've got to be doing?
第五个是什么呢？我们已经有四个点了。第五个是什么呢？
And it's introduced in verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
那这是在一章的第十九节说，他说呢，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
In the problem, don't speak foolishly, don't respond, foolishly, and be swift to hear, but slow to speak. Listen, follow the instructions from the Lord, but don't shoot your mouth off.
在麻烦中呢，不要做愚蠢的事，不要说愚蠢的话，不要那么轻易的就被怒气所抓住，然后慢慢的说，不要让自己的嘴呢说出不当说的话。
Okay, we're going really fast, but what's number six thing that we do?
那第六个我们该怎么做呢？
Number 22, verse 22 says, be doers of the word and not hearers only.
第六点就是在第22节第一章，你们要行道，不要单单只听道。
Did you know that most people listen to good sermons and do nothing?
我们要意识到呢，很多人会听很好的讲道，但是什么也不做。
Some preachers become very, very discouraged.Because they say, I've been preaching to this congregation for 15 years and they still haven't done anything about it.
那有的传道人就会觉得很沮丧，说我在这个教会已经讲道讲了15年了，这些人还是什么也不做。
And you'll never get to win a victory in a marathon if you read two or three books on how to run a race.
那如果你只是去研究几本书怎么来赢跑步，怎么跑赢了，那你只光看几本书是不可能成为马拉松选手。
You hear the truth of God and you do something about it.
你听见神的道，然后要放在自己的行动里。
And many people will not win the race. They won't get to the finish line, let alone come first, because they don't respond to what they hear.
很多人他只是听，但并没有用生命行动来回应，所以他也不可能到达马拉松的终点，因为他就没起步。
Some people say that was a really good sermon.
有的时候我们会说，哦，这篇道讲得真好。
And then somebody says, what did you do about it?
那如果有人问他，那你听完之后想做点什么呢？
And the man says, well, I'm thinking about it. Maybe I'll do something about it next week.
那这个人说呢，哦，我要想一想，也许下周我可以做点什么。
And God says no, no. The only way you get to win the race and get the prize is by responding. Don't be a hearer, be a doer.
最终我们能赢得这比赛，最终得着那奖赏的唯一的方式，就是我起来啊，起来做啊，不是单单听。
All right.Verse number 20, which are we at now? Just let me get myself organized here. Chapter 2.
二章。
And verse 1 says,
二章。
My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们主，我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。
And the section goes on, talks about the fact that two people come into your church or into your acquaintance. One is all dressed up, a good looking guy. He's got lots of money. And another one comes in and he's poor and disheveled and he doesn't look like much at all. Which one are you going to be good to?
那这一整段呢都在讲，有两个人来到教会，一个呢是衣着华美那另一个呢是衣着很寒酸的那对这两个人呢你该怎么去对待他。
And the answer is we're most logically, we're most probably going to have favor for the rich guy and set aside the poor guy.
我们常常呢也很自然的会 就是更加偏待那衣着华美的，却把那衣着寒酸的呢放在一边。
Now, one of the reasons that people may do that would be that the man who is rich and able could help you and the other one maybe couldn't help you. You've got all these problems. You've got the difficult circumstances. You're looking for a way out and the rich man can maybe help. And the poor guy can't do anything. So you disregard him and you don't do that.
那往往的原因是呢那富人呢很可能能在地上的事上帮到你啊，因为如果你有一些难处啊，这个富人呢可能是可以在财务上财富上帮到你啊，但是那个穷人呢却做不到，所以人天然呢会是更偏待那富人啊，所以不要这样。
Okay, so that's a don't do it. If you do that, all you do is you make it more difficult for God to complete his good work in you. Don't be seeking a way out.
所以不要这么做，是因为在困难里呢，不要去寻找这样的方式来让自己摆脱这困难。所以神会带领你，神会最终给你忍耐之后的信心的冠冕，但是不要用自己偏待人的方式来解决。
When you get down to chapter 2, verse 14, another theme is introduced.
那我们来到二章的第十四节呢，又有另外一个主题出来了。
And it goes like this, What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not works, can faith save him?
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
If you're going to win the race, you've got to have more than just faith. You've got to work.
那如果你要最终赢得这比赛呢？你不能只停在一个口头的信心上啊，你要把它变成行动。
When I was younger.I decided I'd better look up the definition of the word work.
我年轻的时候呢，我觉得我最好还是要搞明白这个行为的这个词的准确定义是什么。
I found no matter how you define the work, there's two things about it. Number one, it's hard, and number two, you probably aren't going to like it.
那无论我怎么去找这个行为的定义呢？我总是发现呢它有两个特征啊。第一呢就是很难的。第二呢你可能不太喜欢。
How is God going to change your life and my life? How is he going to take the trial of faith and make it real and bring in all these blessings? Answer, he is going to allow us to work in the midst of these difficulties.
神怎么样使我们能够有信心经过熬炼能够得着祝福呢？那最终一定是让我们在困难里，会许可我们在困难里，在我们不喜欢的这样的行为里啊，这样的困难里，最后把我们带出来。
And so, if you're like me, you probably say, "Well, that's all well and good, but I still don't like work."
你如果像我呢，你可能会说，哎呀，听起来真是不错，但是我还是不是很喜欢这样的行为。
So here's my question for you, each one, and respond to this now. And it goes like this. What is your work for God?
那我们来怎么回答这个问题啊？你在神面前的行为是什么？
What is your job?
你的工作是什么？
And some Christians say, well, I really don't have a job. I go to church, I listen to what the Bible says, but I don't have a job yet.
那有的人说，哎，我没有一个工作，我只是去教会听一听，我还没有工作。
Okay, you're not going to win the race unless you get to work. And so if you don't have a job in the church, if you're not working for God, then you'd better get working for God. And if you don't know what to do, ask somebody if you can help them. You've got to work.
所以我们在主里是要有行为的啊。如果你还没有呢，可以现在就开始。你总是可以做一点，为主做一点什么事情。
I'm not sure how it is in the rest of the world, but I know this. Most people in most churches in Canada and the United States don't have a job working for the Savior.
那我不知道世界其他地方，但是呢，我知道在北美呢，加拿大和美国大部分的教会，大部分基督徒，他们其实并没有为他们的救主啊做什么事情，是非常。
And the consequences are that all these great blessings that they could have, they never will get. They'll get to heaven. But 1 Corinthians chapter 3, they'll get to heaven, but only by fire, because they won't have great works, gold, silver, precious stone for them.
最终结果是什么呢？他们会得救啊。但是就像哥林多前书三章所说的啊，他们所在地上的行为呢，都会一把火草木禾秸给烧了啊，他们没有留下任何金银宝石的行为啊，以至于能够得着冠冕，得着奖赏。
What's this book all about? It's all about getting the blessings that flow. And so the logic is very, very simple. If you endure the temptations, continuing to have faith and have patient endurance, you will be getting a perfect work done.
所以同样的，我们再回到一章的二节三节，主题还是这个，就是我们怎么能得着毫无缺欠、成全完备、最终有冠冕的这样的属灵生命呢？前提就是我们要在信心、在困难中、在百般试炼中，经过试验，也经过试验之后得着忍耐。
The result will be that there will be perfection for you. There will be, you'll be complete before God. You'll lack nothing and you'll get the crown of life and all the blessings that go with it.
所以当我们经历这一切呢，就可以成功，也可以成全完备，可以毫无缺陷，最后也可以在十二节得着生命的冠冕。
How do you do it? Eight things. The eighth is get a job and do your work.
那我们怎么做呢？就在第二章的十四节提到的，就是做呀。你在主里，你要做，做主让你做的事。
Now chapter 3 has a very interesting verse, and it says in verse 1, "My brethren, don't be many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation."
那第三章的一节呢，我们有一个有意思的描述，他说，我的弟兄们不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
Many people say, I want to be the boss.
很多人觉得呢，我可以做领头的，我可以做领导。
What's the advantage of being the boss?
那做老板有什么好处呢？
One of the advantages of being the boss is you can get somebody else to do your work for you.
你有的时候做老板的好处就是让别人可以替你干活。
And a lot of Christians say, I don't want to have to do this. I don't want to. If I could be boss, I'd get the easy job.
那我不喜欢做这个，不喜欢做那个。如果我是老板呢，我就可以做一个容易做的事。
There are four kinds of jobs in the church.
在教会呢，有四种类型的工作。
There are glory jobs, high glory and no glory.
那有荣耀的工作，那也有高荣耀的工作和低荣耀的工作。
And then there are easy jobs and hard jobs.
也有容易的工作和难的工作。
And so there are four kinds of jobs, aren't there? The easy glory job, and then the easy no glory job, the hard glory job, and the hard no glory job.
那我们交叉一下就会有就是容易的工作分两种那就是容易的工作里面有荣耀的和没有荣耀的，难的工作里也有荣耀的和没有荣耀的。
And which of those four jobs? Which of those four jobs is already taken?
那这四种类型的工作已经有人做的会是哪一种？
Well, that'd be the easy glory job, wouldn't it?
当然就是容易的又能得到荣耀的。
There's an easy glory job, I think I'd be happy to sign up right now.
如果又容易又能得到人的称赞的工作，我很快就被人抢光了。
Which is the job that's most usually vacant?
经常哪一类的工作就没人干的呢？
The hard, no glory job.
又难又得不着人称赞的，又难又是没有荣耀的。
What's your job?
你在做什么工作呢？
He said, well, I'm not really sure what my job is. Well, I've got a suggestion for you. Why don't you take the hard, no glory job? I'm sure it's available.
你说，哎呀，我还没决定做什么。那我现在给你一个建议。你现在就可以去试一下那很难，但是又得不着人称赞，没有荣耀的工作。那些工作一定空着的在那儿啊。
Don't try to solve the problem of the difficulties of life by saying, I'm going to get to be the boss and then I won't have to, I can get somebody else to do those hard jobs.
不要通过说我要去当那个领头的，去当老板来使得别人来做那又难又没有荣耀的工作。
Alright, can I give you a summary as to how far we are, how far we've come?
好，来看看我们走到哪了。
I'm going to list them for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.Nine.
一个一个数下来啊，数九个。
Number one, you're going to pray.
第一，要祷告。
Number two, you're going to accept your circumstances.
第二，要接受自己的环境。
Number three, you're not going to blame God.
第三，不要抱怨责怪神。
Number four, you're going to thank God.
第四，要赞美神。
Number five.You're going to be swift to hear, slow to speak. You're not going to react foolishly.
第五呢是快快的听，慢慢的说啊，不要很愚蠢的回应。
Number six, you're going to respond when your conscience tells you that's what you've got to do. You've got to respond.
第六呢，你要回应，当你的良心告诉你要做的时候，不能单听，要做。
Number seven, you're not going to.Try to line up with the best guy. You're not going to respect the people who can help you. You're going to serve everyone as Jesus did.
第七呢，你不能只是去服侍那些可能帮得到你的人你要按照神的道不偏袒任何人。
Number eight, you're going to get a job and work hard.
第八呢，你要得着一个主里的工作，而且尽心的。
And number nine, you're not going to try to be the boss.So somebody else can do the work for you that you should do.
第九呢，不要自己想去当的老板，让别人来做你该做的事。
All right, number ten.
第十。
And that's in first in James chapter 3 that we pick it up in verse 2.
在雅各书的三章的第二节。
It says, "For in many things we offend all."And if any man offend in, not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us. And the whole theme is, you don't be foolish with your tongue.
第三章的二节，原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。那总结一句呢，就是要小心自己所说的。
Watch what you say.
小心自己的话语。
Because most people are good at complaining.
原因呢，就是人常常更擅长的是说，而且是说抱怨的话。
Don't complain. Don't be a gossip. Accept the circumstances God has placed you in.
所以不要抱怨，也不要嚼舌，说闲话，要说，小心自己所说的。
And that theme is carried on at the end of the chapter because the theme there is don't get into fights.
那这样的一个主题呢，在三章是一直持续下去啊，直到呢在后面三章的最后讲到不要纷争。
When we've got difficulties, problems, trials, temptations, the easiest thing is to be offensive with what we say and then start fighting with our brothers and sisters.
在难处里呢，我们经常会有的就是说了不该说的话，然后彼此得罪，就起了纷争了。
Chapter 4 and verse 1 carries on the theme of fighting. Don't fight. The problems are great. Don't fight.
四章的一节也持续了这个话题，讲到不要征战，不要斗殴，不要彼此相争。
Chapter 4 and verse 11 says, speak not evil one of another.
四章的十一节说，不可彼此批评，不可彼此论断。
Don't say bad things about other people.
不要用恶言恶语来评论其他的人。
It's easy when the going is difficult and the trials keep on coming and they're not quickly solved. It's easy to say, and say bad things about somebody else.
所以当苦难来的时候，环境没有立刻得改善的时候，人很容易就去用不友善甚至恶毒的话语去评论别人。
There was once a great man of God whose name was Harold St. John.
那曾经有一位很好的神的仆人呢，他的名字叫 Harold St. John.
He was a teacher and a preacher of the truth of God in England.
他是英国的英格兰的一个神的仆人做教师的，做话语教导的。
He in retrospect was a very good man.
往回看呢，他是一个非常好的人。
He had three children that I know of.
他有三个孩子。
One was a brilliant scientist and made many contributions to science through the United Kingdom scientific community.
一个呢是科学家，也是在英国呢有非常好的贡献，对科学界有很好贡献的一个人。
Another was a medical missionary doctor.
第二个呢是一个医生，而且是在用学医啊，用医术来传福音的一个医生。
He did much for the people of God in North Africa.
他在北非哈，给很多的人神的孩子呢去医病。
His daughter became an outstanding author.
那他的女儿呢是一个非常著名的作家。
She wrote many books, especially children's books, encouraging children to know and love the Lord Jesus Christ.
他写了很多的书，尤其是很多儿童读物，来鼓励孩子去知道、认识并爱主耶稣基督。
Her name is Patricia St. John. If you see a book by her, buy it.
然后她的名字呢，这个作家的名字，就是这个人的女儿哈，她叫 Patricia St. John 啊。你如果看见这个名字的书，你就可以买。
She wrote a biography of her father.
然后呢，她呢，同时这个女儿呢，也写了一个传记啊，给她的父亲。
And in that biography, I read this story.
在他这个女儿写的这个传记，关于这个父亲的传记里，他读到一个这个故事。
He was sitting at the dinner table one night, and he had told his children not to say bad things about other people.
就是父亲呢，有一天坐在房间里餐桌上呢，跟他三个孩子说，你们不要去说别人的坏话。
And one of his children laughed at him and said, Dad,You carry that so far, you would probably have good things to say about the devil.
然后他的一个孩子甚至因此嘲笑他，说爸爸你就一直这么做，你到最后你都会赞美那个魔鬼的。
And his answer was this, he said, well, at least the devil is persistent.
然后他的回答是，他说至少呢，这魔鬼是持续，是他是一直是做一样的事。
Don't say bad things about other Christians.
对，不要对其他的基督徒啊做恶事，或者说恶言恶语啊。
And don't say bad things about other people either.
当然，对其他人也不要说不好的话。
So that's verse 11, the second half. Of chapter 4.
这是第十一节，也就是四章的后半段的内容。
And verse 13 is interesting.
十七节也是很有意思的。
It says, go to now, ye that say, tomorrow, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain.
抱歉，是十三节哈。四章的十三节，他说，你们有话说，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Many people brag about what they're going to do.
很多人自夸自己将要做的事。
That's not how God is going to give you all these great blessings by bragging about what you might do tomorrow. He's going to give you the blessings by you carrying on doing what is right by faith even today in the presence of the problems.
所以神并不是说你自夸明天将要做的事因此来祝福你。神祝福你是让你今天现在就去做神让你当做的事。这就是你得到祝福的方式。
Don't procrastinate.
所以不要自夸哈，不要夸明天的，夸口明天的事。
Don't say I'm going to do it tomorrow when the circumstances change.
你不要说呢，哦，环境只要变了，我明天就能去，明天就能做什么。
If there's a job to be done for God, if the Lord knows that you should change, do it now.
如果有一个工作在主里要做，有一个工作是我需要改变。现在就可以，现在就可以改变。
Now, there was a very famous, character in a novel written by an English, novelist.
在一个很著名的英国的小说里呢，有这么一个人物。
And, her famous line went something like this.
那他的著名的话呢，是这么说的。
She said, you know, I would be a beautiful pianist if I'd ever had a piano and learned to play.
她说呢，我如果有一个钢琴也我有个钢琴我能够去学，我就会成为一个非常好的钢琴家。
Don't brag about tomorrow.
所以不要这么去夸啊，不要去夸没有发生的事。
Do it today.
你现在可以就可以做。
Okay, so I'm not sure what number that one was. Probably that was number 13. We're not finished the book yet.
对，我们现在还没有走完这卷书哈，可能走到了第十三个点了。
All right, chapter 5.
我们再看第五章。
And it talks about rich people.
第五章讲到富人了。
It says, go to now, you rich man. Weep and howl for your miseries that will come upon you.
那你们这些富人呢，应当哭泣哀嚎，因为有苦难临到你们身上。
What is the mechanism that is going to make us great? It's going to be that we continue to believe God in the midst of our trials and temptations.
我们怎么能够成全完备呢？就是在一切的试炼、百般的试炼中呢，我们持续的相信主。
What would be the advantage of being rich?
那成为富人之后有什么好处呢？
You could probably buy your way out of your trials and your temptations.
你可能可以用钱啊，把你自己从这些苦难里给买出去。你可以用钱改变环境。
So many people say, well, what I've got, I can't accept my present circumstances. If I were rich, everything would be solved. No, it wouldn't.
那所以很多人说呢，哎呀，我不想要现在这个环境，只要我有钱呢，这些麻烦就都没了。事实上呢，并不是这样。
I'm going to tell you the story about a friend of mine.
我可以告诉大家呢，我的一个朋友的真实的事。
My friend, I thought about him many years ago. I thought, you know, he's about the only man I know who doesn't have any problems.
那我很多年呢前想到他的时候，我想，我的朋友当中好像就这个人呢，他好像没有什么麻烦。
I wondered how do these verses in James apply to him?
我在想这些雅各书的这些经文怎么应用在他身上。
I'll tell you about him. He was rich.
我来告诉你哈，他很有钱。
I don't mean just rich, I mean really, really rich.
我不是说一般的有钱，是非常非常有钱。
On top of that, he was a very able man. He was tall. He was intelligent. He was very handsome. He had everything you would think that any human man would want to have.
那不单如此，他不但有钱，他也有一切人呢，想要的啊，他很英俊潇洒一个男的啊，那他呢也很聪明啊，他有非常多的这个智慧啊，所以你能想象的，你想要的呢，在他身上都能找得到。
On top of that, he was a very able man, he was a very spiritual man, and he had devoted much of his life to the work of God. He was a very good man.
那同时呢，他也是非常属神的一个人啊，他花了很多的时间在神的工作上啊。
When he was 25 years old,
他非常有能力。
When he was 25 years old,He was the superintendent in charge of 5 different Sunday schools.
他25岁的时候呢，他就带了五个主日学的班啊，教孩子。
And then he decided he should get married, so he found a girl that he felt he should marry, and she was rich.
然后他就决定要结婚了嘛，然后呢，他就找到一个对象啊，就是。一个对方也是一个很富有的女的。
I'm not sure. I think she might even have been richer than he was.
也许呢，这个女的这个家产呢，甚至比这男的还要多。
And I said to myself, that man's got everything.
然后我就在对自己说，他这个人呢，
God has
有一切所有的。
God's been very good to him and delivered him from all kinds of problems. That man's got everything. If there's anybody who didn't have problems with the trials and temptations of life, it was him.
那我就对自己说，那神真的是帮他把一切困难的环境都挪走了。如果能想到任何人啊，没有什么难处试炼的，应该就是他了。
And a few years after he got married,His wife was involved in an airplane accident.
那在他结婚后没有多少时间以后呢，他的太太就碰到了空难。
Many people on that plane died as a result of the crash.
在这个飞机上的很多人死了。
She didn't die, but she was left an invalid.
Invalid.
An invalid, someone who can no longer move. Her body was crippled and she was housebound.
Okay. Yeah. 那这个空难呢，不是所有人都死了啊。他太太呢是幸存者之一，但是呢却瘫痪在床，不能动了。
I met him several years later. I said to him, you know, I don't see you very often. How come you don't travel and come to Vancouver so I can see you?
那一些年之后呢，我就要再见到这个朋友。我说我不太常见你到温哥华来啊，那你不太出来了哈。
He said, Harold, I don't travel much anymore. I've got to stay home, look after my wife.
啊，他说呢 ，Harold， 我不能再旅行了，我要在家照顾我的太太。
Job had many problems.
约伯也有很多的困难。
And all the people of God.James, 1 Peter, all the people of God are going to have problems and we're never going to get to the point where we are perfect and entire and want nothing and have a crown of victory on our head. We're never going to get there unless we endure the problems.
那雅各也有很多困难，彼得也是。所以我们若不是在这些百般的试炼中啊，得着信心的熬炼，我们是不可能最终得着恩全完备以致有生命冠冕的。
Some people say, if I could only get rich, then that would solve my problems, wouldn't it?
所以有人会说啊，我只要有钱，有钱我这些麻烦就都解决了，是这样吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是否定的。
Is there any other conclusion on this subject?
那在这个话题里还有什么结论呢？
Verse 7 of chapter 5 says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord.
第五章的第七节说，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
You got some problems? Yep.
你有一些麻烦吗？是的。
Lots of temptations, lots of trials. When are they all going to be finished?
很多试炼，很多难处，什么时候能
？When the Lord comes?
什么时候结束啊？主再来的时候就结束了。
Why is it going to carry on for a long time?
为什么它要持续很长时间呢？
Because the Lord wants to give you great blessings, great glory, great perfection.Great victory crown.
因为神要给你极大的完全啊，极大的荣耀啊，极大的冠冕。
So what's instruction number 15? Keep going, keep believing, keep enduring, keep on for God, every day on for God.
所以在第十五个点，也就是五章的七节，我们要得出什么结论呢？就是继续的走啊，不要停。虽然时间会有一些，虽然有很多的难处，但是忍耐，忍耐，直到主再来。
And the last one is in verses 14 and following, verses 13 and following.
最后一个呢，就是五章的十三节到最后。
And this is the whole question about the sick and the laying on of hands of the elders, the anointing with oil. What's that got to do with it all?
那这里讲到的是疾病以及那长老来抹油祷告的事，这是在讲什么呢？
And some people say, well, the problem is that my body isn't 100%. I get sick every now and then. I need to get sickness removed from me. I need to be restored in health.
有的人说，哎，我的身体不好，我要需要不停的有人来为我祷告，我这要这些麻烦要挪去，我要康复起来。
And that may very well be the case, but if in fact the sickness was one of the temptations and trials of faith that the Lord has left in your life in order that you be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
这完全可能啊，你可能就在疾病中，但是你想一想，如果疾病就是神给你的环境让你经历这些熬炼，使得你能够像耶稣那样的样式啊，那样的信心。
Would you want to just be able to snap your fingers and get a little bit of oil, rub it on your head, have the elders pray and it's all gone?
你是不是想说啊，那就是像打个响指一样在身头上抹点油，最后一祷告病就全好了，你是想要这个结果吗？
And the answer is no, that wouldn't be logical in the light of the rest of the book.
你会说当然不是，因为若是这样，就和这本书雅各书的其他的部分好像逻辑就不是一致的了，是不是？
Verse 14 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the afflicted or the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
14节说15节说出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来。
And as Eric pointed out to us last week, that word sick basically means the exhausted. If in fact you're tired and weary and you can't keep going, you pray and ask the Lord to send the elders and they will enable you to keep going. In the Christian life, the Lord doesn't say, I'm going to deliver you out of all problems. He says, I will keep you going in those problems.
所以 Eric 上一次已经提到过15节讲到的这个病人其实是很软弱没有办法继续下去我有许多的难处极多的试炼我持续不下去，所以我要祷告要主给我力量我不是要主挪走这难处，我要主让我在这难处中有力量有信心。
That was the story of the Apostle Paul, wasn't it?
这就是使徒保罗自己的故事，不是吗？
The amazing thing about the Apostle Paul, the reason that he won the race is that even though he had lots of problems, the Lord gave him the strength to keep going in the problems. Hallelujah!
那使徒保罗自己的见证就是，虽然他有极大的难处，一个接一个，但是主却使他在许多的难处里有信心，一直走到底，持续下去。哈利路亚。
All right, well, that's basically the theme of the book of James.
当然这就是我们总结一下整个雅各书的主线我们用了很多的点。
And I've listed 16 of the do's and don'ts in that whole theme.
那我用了16个点讲到的是做和不该做的事都列出来了。
And if you were to go through all the detail of the book, you'd come up with a list, wouldn't be 16, it'd be more or less, I've just picked out 16 that I think are important.
那如果你自己读，你也许会读到更多，不只是16个点。16个呢，只是我自己读的时候，我觉得希望跟大家做分享的，想提出来的有益的点。
What happened to the man whose name was Job?
那旧约的约伯这个人，他身上发生了什么呢？
Well, he had problems like this, and the Lord blessed him, and to prove that the Lord blessed him, he doubled everything in his life.Because he was faithful in the trials of life.
那他也有极大的难处，然后呢，在经历着许多的试炼难处之后呢，他的信心得到熬炼，坚持到底了。最后，神给他看见的祝福是双倍的。
He ended up with twice as many riches.
所以他的失去的财富呢，他得到的是双倍的。
He ended up with twice as many children.
他失去的孩子呢，也得着的是双倍的。
He ended up living twice as long as anybody else ever lived. I shouldn't say ever. Twice as long as most men are to live. He lived to be 140 rather than 70.
然后呢，他得着的生命最终活的呢是140岁，也是当时的人呢，是大部分70岁的生命的双倍了。
Did God reward Job for faithfulness?
那神有没有回报？约伯回报他的忠心良善呢？
Did he get blessed because of the trial of faith?
那他是不是因着他在苦难中熬炼的信心最后得着了回报呢？
And the answer is yes, he got double in this life and in the afterlife he's going to get infinitely more.
答案是是的，因为他在今生看得见的时候就得了双倍，在永恒里更是无止境的。
But what about James?
那雅各自己呢？
We don't know that much about the James who wrote this book, but his name in the Greek, his name is Jacobus.
我们不是太了解这个人哈，但我们知道雅各这个词呢，在希伯来文里呢，就 Jacobus。
James named after the Old Testament character Jacob.
所以雅各这个词就是旧约的那个雅各是同一个词根，就是那个以撒的儿子那个雅各那个词根。
What do we know about Jacob's life?
那我们知道旧约雅各的生命是怎样的。
Well, he had lots of problems, lots of temptations, lots of trials of faith.
他有很多的麻烦苦难，有很多的试炼，在信心中需要的试炼。
But in fact, Jacob was something like me, and possibly like you. He didn't always do everything right.
那很多时候呢，雅各就像我，也许也像你，就是他并不是每一次做的决定和事情都是对的。
And so he lived with many disappointments in his life.But he kept on believing God.
然后呢，他的生命里有许多的难处，也有许多的失望，做错了许多的事情，但是他却一直还是相信。
And he kept on serving and working for God.
他也继续的服侍，也为主做工。
And he kept on believing God.
他也继续的相信神。
And he did all that for 120 years.
然后呢，他一直这么做，做了120年。
And then one day he realized Joseph was still alive.
然后直到有一天他意识到哦，约瑟原来没有死。
And he went down to Egypt and he lived happily for another 17 years, absolute bliss, because Jacob was there and all his other sons had become wonderful men of God.
他在之后又去了埃及又再活了17年极大的喜乐看见了他的失去的儿子约瑟也带着他其他的儿子都在一起。
Was it worth it?
是不是值得呢？
Can you name one man who had a better family than Jacob?
你能找到一个人有比雅各更好的家庭吗？
Almost, I guess, 1700-1800 years from now, from then, he's got a nation in Israel, a land, and 6 or 8 million people living there, all of his family, the greatest family in the world.
那从他之后的一千多年里，他们去到了一块神赐给他们的地方，从他生出了一个国家，有六百万人，这是非常好的一个祝福。
That's in the world, but what about heaven?
那这只是在地上的事，在天上呢？
And the Bible has reference after reference after reference of all the blessings that Jacob is going to get in heaven.
圣经里不断的有经文讲到，那一个又一个雅各要在天上得着的祝福。
The book of James says this is the way to go.
所以雅各书新约的在说这是我们要做的方式。
And Jacob, after whom the book is written, is the example of the blessings that God brings to those who live this kind of thing.
旧约的雅各也一样给了我们一个例子，那怎么样能够把神给我们应许的能够得着，就是经历这些苦难，最后持续的相信。
So this is the logic of the book of James. It's one of the themes of the book of James.
所以这是雅各书，新约雅各书的一个主题之一啊，我们今天分享的。
The Lord wants us to be perfect, to be entire, to be without need, and to have a crown of righteousness forever, crown of victory rather forever.
所以神应许我们什么呢？他应许我们成功、成全、完备、毫无缺欠，而且有得胜的冠冕，永恒里的。
How are we going to get it? We're going to endure. We're going to persevere in the midst of difficulties in life.
我们怎么得着呢？我们要在生命里的、今生的这许多的困难、苦难里，要忍耐，要等候，要坚持到底。
All right. Well, I've gone very quickly tonight, and I probably have gone faster than some of you were able to follow in detail, but hopefully you picked up the theme.
那我们今天呢讲的有点快，也许大家不一定都记下，但是我们知道的这个主题相信大家都已经印象深刻了。
We're going to pray, and then afterwards there may be a question or two or some other conversation, but let's pray now that the Lord will help us and bless us and cause us to respond to these marvelous message.
我们先做一个结束的祷告，也许后面可以有时间问几个问题。我们谢谢主带领我们能有这样的交谈。
Lord, it's true. If we didn't find truth like this written in the Bible, we wouldn't believe it.
主啊，真的是，因为若不是圣经启示我们这样的道理，我们怎敢相信？
We wonder that it's possible that God can be so great and so good that he can lead every single individual life in such a way that if they simply endure with patience in the trials of life, they will get from God these great rewards.
因为神在他的恩典里，他可以这样的带领一个人，就是在每一个人的苦难中，借着他的信心，借着他的忍耐，可以使他成全完备，而且使他有极大的回报。
Lord, we pray for each one in this audience at this time.
那我们在今天为今天来的每一位来祈求。
There are some, Lord, who are mature Christians, and we pray for them that each of us will grow strong and will keep persevering in spite of the fact that the problems are still often there and still often great.
主啊，当中有一些是成熟的基督徒，求您使我们在一切的苦难中能够坚持。能够坚持的相信，虽然这苦难还在，虽然这苦难也许很大。
And there are those, Lord, who are newer Christians, and they basically say, Lord, would you help me? We pray that you will help them and that you will keep them strong to begin to walk the Christian life with all its blessings and even with the trials of faith.
主啊，当中有一些是相对较轻年轻的基督徒啊，求您在他们呼求的时候帮助他们。他们说，主啊，这难处很大，求您帮助我。也求您使他们在这难处中信心得着熬炼，最终得着那祝福。
And then there are those who still have not decided that they must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him.
那对于那些还没有最终相信，也愿意决定以跟从耶稣基督的人。
And we pray, Lord, that they will say, yes, I want to follow Jesus.
我们祷告是他们能做一个决定，说是的，我愿意跟从耶稣。
I want his help in my life.
我想要他的帮助在我的生命里。
I want my sins forgiven, and I want to be with him in heaven forever.
我想要我的罪得到赦免，我想要在天堂与他一起，在一起直到永远。
And Lord, the fact is that all Christians have trials in their life.
主啊，事实上是所有的基督徒在生命里都会有试炼和苦难。
But Lord, it is also true that non-Christians have greater trials in their lives.
事实上呢，不信神的人在生命里的苦难反而会更大。
Not the least of which is the fact that they know that before them there is no hope but only judgment from a holy God.
甚至有一个更糟糕的苦难是，当最终他们要面对永恒审判的时候，他们当如何对待呢？
Lord, bless each of us, we pray, and we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
主啊，祝福我们，也因此奉主耶稣基督的名感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.